Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור.
Hello. The topic of the lesson is to increase the greatness of the Creator in our eyes. We're going to read selected excerpts on the topic. You can watch the lesson on cab.tv and ask questions there. Selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be increased, will be asked you in the lesson.
We don't have any other problem facing a person in this world, any person, those who know about it and those who don't. There is only one problem, and that is discovering the Creator. The Creator meaning the general force, not even higher or lower force, but the only force that encompasses everything and guides everything and creates everything. As it is said, every day renews the act of Genesis. And there's no more than making that force great. What does it mean? That force created a special force within us, which is called our ego, or the evil inclination, which hides the Creator from us. And certainly hides His singularity, His wholeness, etc. And specifically, as light excels from darkness, is how we need to discover there is one unique and unified, that there is none else besides Him. And that is basically why the whole world was given to us and everything that's happening. And there is certainly no event, no situation, no incident in any extent that doesn't work for that purpose, for the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. Everything is arranged for that in a direct way by that force from the only state that exists in En Sof, where we're all included in the final adhesion in wholeness. However, we are given the opportunity to make efforts to reach it. And that's all our work, that's all our life. Everything that happens with the person in this world. Everyone according to the root of their soul. Some people attain it fast, some slow, in different ways, everyone in his own personal way, and no one can be in the other's place, because everyone has his own desire, and from the depth of his desire, he attains the one unique and unified that there is connection with Him, and He comes to adhesion with Him. The whole Torah speaks about it. Surely there is preparation in the general broken vessel of humanity that keeps developing from day to day. In that process, there is stages of still vegetative and animate of the will to receive, where everything evolves by itself, we can say, without free choice, without effort, on behalf of the person, and those levels still vegetative and animate of the will to receive, which appear to us as our world, or say our life here that takes form and shape. But we, from a certain level of this life, after the still vegetative and animate levels of our development in our environment and within us, we then need to begin making an effort of free choice in discovering the upper force. And that requires us to organize ourselves in a specific way. And so, when the purpose of creation began to work in a clear, direct manner in people, then people began to awaken towards that, meaning the will to receive has grown throughout billions of years of development of still vegetative and animate until it reached the speaking degree. And the speaking degree is Adam Rishon, the first man who received the desire to discover godliness. And that's where the matter of revelation of the Creator to the created beings began. We can talk about this a lot. We learn how this happens through studying these systems, how the thought of creation has been established towards us, with establishing the conditions of for free choice for each and every one and everyone together. And the world has been prepared for the realization of the thought of creation as the Creator can appear to the created beings in their free choice and even raise them and even until they rise to the degree of the Creator. And that's how we have received the method. Certainly, each and every generation in its time develops this method, and we can say discovers the method for itself and adapts the method for itself, and that's how we advance. Accordingly, the souls, meaning the pieces of the broken kli, emerge, and in each and every generation we come closer to the purpose of creation, to reveal the purpose of creation until it is fully revealed, which will shall happen soon in our days, hopefully. And the implementation of the thought of creation on our part depends on how much we develop the inclination towards greatness of the Creator within us. In that regards, we certainly have no interest to begin with. We're not just in under concealment towards that. We're disconnected from it. No one is born a Kabbalist, meaning in terms of just getting a sense of the Creator in life. We all of us who receive an awakening, a point in the heart, we then can gradually examine this matter of what it is. What is it that we want all of a sudden? What awakens in a person in addition to the earthly desires? Some unique desire that doesn't let him rest. And that's where man's choice begins. How much does he awaken, and how much does he listen to what's going on? How much he understands that he is given a free choice to either remain a human being in this world, like everyone else, which he can find a lot of justification for, or to not let go of the deficiency if it was given to him, to discover the greatness of the Creator and not to follow the majority, but to follow the individual path, listening to his heart, and thus moving towards the recognizing the greatness of the Creator. And here we see that there is this huge filter on the path, like a filtering system, a scrutiny, and that a person goes through, being tested for whether he can truly give up his ego, his common sense, so to speak, beastly sense, that is. Does he follow the majority, which is on the levels of still vegetative and animate, or he can move forward as a human, Adam? And in that regards, everyone has a very personal path towards the Creator. And so the only ones who reach the goal, and those they can be millions, but still they study together and support each other, but other than the mutual support, no one can actually integrate with the other's desire, because everyone comes from a specific breakage point. And everyone needs to realize that point. And therefore they are called unique individuals, even though they can be many. And that's how we need to advance. So what's in front of us is to increase the greatness of the Creator and try to recognize what battle we're fighting against our will to receive, which drags us towards the majority, to follow the majority, to rely on the majority, to go under the rule of the majority, to get our confidence from them, from there, not directly, personally, from the Creator. And that's where the battles are, and that's where the insecurity lies. And that's how a person nevertheless overcomes and moves forward. And for that, we know we have to develop the 10, that through this structure, through this small system, this mini model, or mini template of the whole of creation, which really includes everything in it, the more we relate the greatness of the Creator to the ten becomes everything. It begins to include all of reality. If we add to it to the greatness of the Creator that we develop. Therefore, after a long time of studying in relatively slow development, but over years we've come to a point where we have tens, and the topic of the greatness of the Creator is already clear to us, that as the key to transform the ten from our approach to it like something that's inanimate to something that's animate and then something that's human, because the ten becomes Adam, meaning similar to the Creator. And everything depends on how much we add to it and relate to it the greatness of the Creator. If we search for Him through the ten, then we certainly already have a place or a state called a soul, where we discover the purpose of creation, not the purpose of our life, purpose of connection, the purpose of the group, but the purpose of the whole of creation, which then appears in the ten, in which there is greatness of the Creator. And in order to discover that, each and every one, personally, individually, should also keep describing to himself that he's under the rule of the Creator, the benevolent rule of the Creator, as good that does good in any state there is, from behind and before and all around, surrounding the person, giving him no desire, no thought, no incident that happens as an incident. Rather, it all comes from the same force of none else besides him, and a person must only determine that he's under the governance of the Creator. And the conclusion of his effort is that he agrees and nullifies before him in all of his egoistic forces and sees that it is help made against thee. Because the Creator created his evil inclination, it gives him help in recognizing the Creator and discovering the Creator and positioning himself as help made against thee and positioning his point of dvikut. Let's see this in the verses, in the passages, and most importantly, we also want that everyone will feel that he is personally under the rule of the Creator, and we want to detect it so that in everything, as it is said, all my bones shall say. And also, in terms of the unity of the group, that all the friends will feel that together, that there is a personal a Creator for each and every one, and a Creator towards the whole group. And as we connect, all these forms are connecting, and make it so that the Creator becomes the King that rules all earth, meaning all of the personal and collective desires. And we also have to see another thing here, that the personal desires don't get eliminated, as we learn from the correct perception of reality, that no inclination in a person disappears. On the contrary, it grows, and all the differences between us grow. And specifically by them we find a single source that we connect to. And even though we sense ourselves in a single motion and tendency to come closer, but in our desires we actually grow apart from each other. Like, say, how the whole of creation, the whole universe expands and its parts distance from each other. That's the matter itself, how it grows and evolves. But in our intentions, in our inclinations towards a single God, we go the opposite direction. We're inclined towards a shared center. There's a lot more to talk about it. Let's see the passages. If you have any urgent questions, then go ahead. No. Gil. Okay.
You spoke about a very personal feeling when a person feels that the question awakens beyond the still vegetative and animate, and he has to realize his soul. So here, friends often ask, to what extent they should just drop everything and develop their souls, and to what extent they must be committed to their family and social work frameworks. And if it pulls me out, then what should I do?
It's very personal. Even though you all seemingly come from the same generation, the same time, where that inclination has appeared in you and you're coming towards the same creator, but still you're all very different, and I can't say. And I too also went through and go through many states. I heard from my teacher about different people in history, and he was actually very knowledgeable with regards to all of the Tanaim, Moraim. He spoke about them like they were his friends. And they all went through very different and even strange ways, paths. We'll come to recognize that from our spiritual states, because if you enter that, you begin to also recognize that, just like you came to what you think is Bnei Ba'ul, you will then come to other spiritual states and integrate with them, and then you'll also recognize them. Therefore, I can't say in what way all those things happen, but from what you learn, you need to see how to behave at work, at home, here with the friends, in the broad world, with the Creator, with those who resist us or hate us, etc. You gradually need to recognize the relationship with all the parts of creation and see, as well as recognize, how the Creator situates things and positions you each time, and how you develop this interrelation with him. And so there's not a lot of possibility for me to get into each and everyone's personal business here. It's how you learn that. As you see, I don't hold anyone. I don't direct anyone personally in his path. As much as a person absorbs, that's how he keeps going. However, his group, his 10, can interfere with that, but not me. If you have some general questions about behavior on different levels, different circles, then I can answer, but not in a personal way. All right. No, let's leave that alone. There's 1,000 questions. Let's continue. From that, you'll clarify everything. Yes.
Excerpt number 1 from Rabash. What is the bread of an evil-eyed man in the work? All of our work in Torah and Mitzvot, commandments, is in order to emerge from the exile of the will to receive for ourselves. In other words, we must aim while engaging in Torah and Mitzvot that our reward will be that by this we will be rewarded with emerging from the exile and enslavement in the will to receive for ourselves, and we will be able to work only in order to bring contentment to the Creator, and we will not demand any other reward for our work in Torah and Mitzvot. In other words, we want to be rewarded with feeling, while engaging in Torah and Mitzvot, that we are serving a great and important King, and that by this there will be love of the Creator within us, from feeling His exaltedness. However, all of our pleasure will come from serving the Creator. This will be our reward, and not that He will somehow reward us for the work. Instead, we will feel that the work itself is the reward, and there is no greater reward in the world than the privilege of serving the Creator.
We have great aid from the Creator that, other than the point in the heart, He wrapped the point in the heart inside the great will to receive, which is built to specifically opposite the Creator. That light made itself, made the opposite of itself, and built this wrapper called the will to receive. And then we need to gradually transform that will to receive. First, in gradually restricting it, wanting to justify the Creator and see Him as none else besides Him, and then work on our will to receive by drawing the light that reforms. And by that, we, as we work in the group, the more we relate ourselves to the Ten, we are clarifying and recognizing how we can transcend ourselves and reach what is above us, above our ego. Because I can't just plainly, simply be above myself. I have to go into something opposite to myself, and this way I come out of myself so that it's clear how I rise above myself and how I enter the group, how much I'm willing to contribute myself, to devote myself, sacrifice myself, and that is the measurement of my effort, how much I certainly rise above myself towards the Creator. And here we come to the same greatness of the Creator, and how we, and the greatness of what the Creator created, we begin to appreciate the will to receive, not by succumbing to it or submitting ourselves to it, but in seeing how it was built exactly as the opposite of all the qualities of the Creator, and just as we are inclined towards Him, we are inclined, we have inclinations against Him. And so That's where we discover all these states as how light excels from darkness. The greatness of the Creator is revealed in how we try to always position the Creator in front of us, opposite us, and attribute to Him all that is in us gradually in a way that is more and more profound. Through all the different states and thoughts and desires and circumstances, all towards Him. And in that, we also measure the greatness of the Creator in our eyes to the extent that we crown Him as my king. What does that mean? Man is a small world. If I say the Creator is the ruler, as much as I can in my awareness, in my inner perception, discover to what extent and depth He rules, then I make the Creator greater in my eyes. And accordingly, I can then begin to enter the world of the Creator, spirituality, and see that in my 10, that's what's happening. Why? Because I crown Him as ruling my 10, and which that is essentially my whole world. So, the first question for the workshop is, how do we arrange in the 10 a system to improve the greatness of the Creator between us? How do we set up in the 10 a system that helps us increase the greatness of the Creator in our eyes each time? Please.
We try
to do everything to enable to annul ourselves in the 10 and to acquire the greatness of the Creator.
When everyone does that in the 10, we give each other fuel. Through examples, we take from each other through these influences.
Yes, and we ask for the friends. We want the friends to advance, to always be an example for me.
And the example that the friends need to give each other is only the greatness of the Creator. In the 10, we build this device, this system, whose goal is only to raise the greatness of the Creator, and we do that by this game towards each other, that everyone all as if already has it, and we run towards that.
We're not acting here. We're just going all out. We just have to just pass it on and give it and turn the spark into a flame.
Everyone has to see behind every friend the Creator as the one who activates him, who chose his nature, who brought him to the group, and motivates him in every action, and justify a friend in the 10 for every state. And it's a practical thing. It's not just talking about none else besides him, but it's actually implementing it into our nature.
Yeah, I think implementing is exactly our work. We got something to work toward through itkalalut and mutual commitment. It leads to the necessity to the greatness of the Creator.
Yeah, when there is integration with the friends, you always get the greatness of the Creator. And so person's work is to embed himself in the friends on the, as much as possible, on the other hand, not to disturb them.
Yep, I join all the friends, the merging, the mingling. The more we mingle among us, the more we extol the goal, annul before each other, try to dedicate ourselves to each other. In the end, by this we awaken the force that grows in our eyes.
Through the friends, we can see the greatness of the Creator in a very easy way. In himself, I don't know how to describe that, but through the friends, you can see how the Creator appears in, through the points in the hearts that who invest in discovering him.
What develops the method of the greatness of the Creator is that we don't do it for ourselves. It's that we build a pipeline so the light passes through us to the others. And this is the system. And somehow we use all of reality to keep the greatness of the Creator all the time. On one hand, we serve this reality. On the other hand, this reality gives us the ability and the strength to increase the importance of our eyes. Excerpt number 2, Rabash, concerning truth and faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the sake of the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the Kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work that I have the privilege of serving the King, even at the lowest degree. That too I regard as a great privilege that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree. What I feel, what I think, what I understand is all called reason. And this is the whole of man. And reason, my reason, grows more and more, and I insist on it more and more, in a state where we learn more, understand more, feel more, all of humanity is likewise developing. And above it, we must... What's happening there? What's happening with you? If you're not listening, leave. Don't disturb everyone else. I already said I'm not holding anyone here by force. So, if while feeling and understanding, and I would decide this and that, I go above it. What does it mean above it? I build another level. On this other level, the Creator controls in every way. In every situation, there's none else besides Him. He is good and does good in every way. on the first level is a reality which, for now, I perceive in my qualities. I understand it this way. In my mind and heart, I feel it and I understand it. That's the first level. The second level is the Creator's control. These two levels I must keep. Not one instead of the other. One does not cancel the other. In the beginning of the way, a person cannot do it. He is either above or below. Above or below. And then he begins to get used to it and understand it. There's none so wise as he experienced, and he understands that that you can be on two different levels simultaneously. The second floor is called faith. The first floor is called reason. And he can say, in my view, it's so-and-so. But according to my common sense and understanding and experience in life, what he learned and what the world thinks, and what he can be, it doesn't matter, like everyone else. And the clearer it is to him what his view is, afterwards he must connect to the second floor, and with there is none else besides him, and he is good and does good, and he controls everything, the past, present, future, all the situations, and there is nothing that doesn't emerge from him. And from the beginning of creation to the end of creation, everything is closed, and it's all done only through him. So then, how do I see the world? How do I see myself, my group? That's the second floor, second level. And I have to try to be on both levels, at least as much as I can on the second floor. Afterwards, we'll see how we can work in a creative way on both levels and shift from one to the other. Of course, we need to. I awaken the dawn and all those other actions and operations. So let's talk about how we relate to reality when we have two levels, reason and faith above reason. Go ahead. Quickly. How do we work on both levels, reason and faith above reason? I've said it. We stick to faith above reason because our reason will work again. And we must remember that our reality comes from separation and we want to choose one, but the real work is to work together with the friends and help the friends keep the faith above reason. Next speaker. Both levels are needed. Out of the two opposites, it turns out that in every situation, we need two views in our minds and work with them. And then we see the gap between the two perceptions of the will to receive, which asks what I get out of it, and the necessity to stick to the upper one and go above reason and search how to change and not ask for reward. And out of these two opposites, there's the scrutiny, there's room for prayer, for labor, everything happens between those two levels. Next speaker. The challenge is to feel both levels, because otherwise you just switch your reason and you stay on the same plane. You had one view, now you have another view, that's it. But when you emerge from the system, look at it from the outside and try to build that second floor, that's it. Next speaker. On one hand, we shouldn't ignore everything we experience on the first floor. We shouldn't think that it's like that or not, but we should really experience it. On the other hand, we should remember there's the other floor and work on the gap between them. and let the gap between them be our place to work, and not replace a cow for a donkey. Rav, how do we, through the correct work between those two levels, bring contentment to the Creator? Go ahead. Not that I constantly want to be in this level or in that level, as if I analytically relate to creation in this way or in that way, but the results of it, when I relate not to creation, but when I arrange it like an inclination to benefit the Creator, when I direct myself in this way, otherwise I could say like a scientist on the first floor, the second floor, how I work with them psychologically, scientifically, there's danger here. But rather, how I work with those two levels in order to, in the gap between them, I prefer to be on the second floor, and I respect the first floor because it increases the second floor. It forces me to increase the second floor. So how do I direct all this toward bringing contentment and delighting the Creator? Well, that's a big question. I don't know how we go into science or psychology, and how do you know that you're doing the right work here? But as we say, on one hand, we have our reason, we don't cancel any desire. On the other hand, with the help of the 10, we build this inclination on the second level. If we try to maintain it by processing the sources together, you have the gap of prayer where we need the Creator all the time. Next speaker. When we decide to go above reason, to try to see that there's none else besides Him and He's good and does good, and we pump up this awareness on the first level between us, it's all in order to rise above our level. So we bring Him contentment by helping each other to rise and connect. So we want to give Him contentment by this. Yeah, first we shouldn't leave Him in all the states, in our reason, above reason, wherever we are, whatever. But we stick to the connection. Like a bulldog, you just latch onto it. And from this, He will get contentment that we didn't leave Him. Right, and we don't leave Him by creating these two levels, by attributing everything that happens on the first floor to the Creator on the second floor. This act of constant attributing of everything that happens to me from here to there and trying to constantly resemble Him is how we bring Him contentment. Next speaker. The more we merge together and work on it, the more we get all the feelings of the friends, because everyone is in these states of reason and overcoming above reason. And in this Hitkalelut, we find, in this merging, we find the work that this connect, and this connection is called contentment to the Creator, meaning we get the new insights. Next speaker. I don't know what is contentment to the Creator. I can tell myself many stories. If I do this or if I don't do something, it'll bring Him contentment. There's this gauge called joy. If you're not happy, you're not bringing contentment to the Creator. If you do something you don't want to do, and you whine and complain, or you feel that you are suffering from them, or you're overcoming, or you're not overcoming, I guess you're not bringing contentment. The Creator wants to do good to His condition, to His creations. We have to do several things in order to cling to Him. And the gauge, question, Moscow. Rav says Moscow.
Good Lo shomim, не слышно.
We can't hear you.
Нет.
No.
Сейчас? Сейчас нормально, да?
Нет.
No, it's okay. I've said no. Can you hear me?
Шумим уже?
Да, хочется понять вот концепцию этих первого, второго этажа получше.
I'd like to understand the concept of the first and second floor is better.
Раскрывается какая-то неприязнь или отторжение.
Meaning, let's say some rejection appeared. You can call it the first floor in the relations between the friends. And trying not to listen to these thoughts and desires, but to ask to rise to connection and for the friends. Will this be the second floor in this case? We should, while what is revealed to us, something that is wrong with our lives, A, to determine it all came from the Creator. B, to relate to it as truly there is none else besides Him and His control. So what should we do? What should I do out of what is revealed? What should I do? So first of all, I need to see to what extent I can bring this picture in my eyes into a state where I am in a corrected world. That all this is only the revelation of the Creator on top of my corrupted will to receive. So, I determine the situation in the second floor compared to the situation on the first floor. I correct my relation to creation. If it's a group, I have to relate to the group as being on the second floor. And if it falls in my eyes to the first floor, it's wrong. I have to elevate it because within it, to the extent that I set it up, arrange it, I discover the Creator, because the group belongs to the second floor, not to the first. And this is how I behave. This is all of our work. To constantly exalt the group in my eyes, to the extent that I set it up as one system, to that extent I relate to the Creator. This is my practical work. I have nothing else to do. The group becomes to me as a system, spiritual system, which I arrange so that however I arrange it in my eyes, however I see it, through it, I establish the image of the Creator in my eyes. I can say there's none else besides Him and He is good and does good. But if it's not implemented in the group, it's just words. It's just words. Only if I realize it in the group, it's a sign that I am already built to some extent in this way. That my soul, meaning this 10 in me, is really beginning to acquire the depiction of the Creator. That it's in unity and mutual support, etc.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да. Дорогой Рав, есть два вопроса.
Dear Rav, two questions. First, this first level, can we say that it is run by the second level? Because we learned that all of it can be described as circles. There is the innermost circles that all the forces come to, and they're run by the second level. And also, is there a third level? That's another question.
I'm giving you this material. I'm a little rushing in giving you this material, the study material and the material for inner work. There are different people here, and it may be difficult for them to digest it. But I'm going with the part. Let's say if I see that about 30% of my students, about a third, I divide you into three thirds. So if I see that a third is ready to absorb and digest the material within them in practice, then I begin to expose it, talk about it, and implement it in the lesson in this way. You should try to understand what I am saying and not be wise guys with questions we didn't discuss. Rather, everything is within the boundaries of what I said. It's very important. You can ask 1,000 questions that we didn't talk about, but this is a wrong approach. The right approach should be to scrutinize what the teacher said, and this is not done by asking, are there more levels? I said there are 2 levels. Now I'm scrutinizing those 2 levels. If there are more or not, it's not important right now. Clear, right? Yes.
Rami Asherov from the U.S. is asking, what does it mean that there is none else besides him in the 10? To work with the 10 if there's none else besides him in the 10.
I guess he doesn't have a 10.
A virtual.
What? Oh, virtual. Well, I guess not yet. So he doesn't know what it means to be in a 10. We need to be connected in a 10 in such a way that we set up the 10 as a template of the whole of reality, all of reality. This is how we have to work. He should try to build such a 10, and then he'll be able to understand how to continue to improve in it. Today we have more people in Jerusalem. Very nice. Jerusalem. 5, 6.
How is the combination of going within reason and above reason should happen?
Again?
How should the combination of going within reason and above reason happen?
The combination is that every level helps the other. If I complete the work on the second floor, my first floor grows. It grows below. From level zero, we go to minus one. From ground level, so to speak, we go to minus one, and then you have to go up plus one. If you succeeded in plus one, you get minus two, and you have to climb up to plus two, and this is how you grow. The minus is all of the broken will to receive, and at the end you get the stony heart. And then you get to heaven, to the 125th degree. This is how it works. Clear? Okay. Yes, Dudi?
What gives the Creator contentment? Keeping both levels in parallel?
What
gives the Creator contentment?
What gives contentment to the Creator?
Yes.
When you crown Him over all of reality, the reality on the second floor too, it's not simple. And you have to do it first there. Say, first you're going for the second floor, that whatever I'm getting is all from Him, there is none else besides Him, etc., etc. This is one. Then, on all of my previous life and current life and future life and every incident, it says crowned, yes? Meaning you attribute it to Him.
So it's the effort to build the second floor?
What does it say? All the moments?
What? So, letter 18. So it's the effort to build the second floor that brings contentment?
The effort to build the second floor and connect it to the first floor, and the king will, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. And by this, you complete what you have for now, your package. And then you are shown minus two.
And what makes the Creator great?
In what? You crown Him, you enthrone Him over all your, of your life, all your situations. This is called your world, your reality. And then reality will open more. For now, you could say toward your corporate reality, toward your relationships with everyone, all kinds of disturbances will come, etc. And on that too, you will have to determine that there is none else besides Him. And by this, you will begin to sort out your corporeal reality, and you will do all this in a ten, especially in the relationships between you. And you will see how everything will unfold onward.
Meaning the greatness of the Creator needs to come opposite the
what is katnut?
Smallnesses.
What is
meaning that I have to increase Him each time, to increase His greatness.
Yes, of course. You see reality that does not belong to Him. You get mad, impressed, relate to reality itself, without it being a phenomenon in the upper force. Okay? Gershon. What's happening with the microphones? Where are they placed and how many other?
Just to follow up on Dudi, about looking at the group on the second floor where we discover the Creator, especially in this time, there's a lot of opportunity. We work a lot together. There's a lot of opportunity to see the devotion of the friends, to be inspired by the friends.
Yes.
And as you talked about it, and also yesterday I thought about it, I saw that I am impressed and inspired and everything, but there's no Creator there most of the time.
Fine, so you found another deficiency.
So I want to ask now, as well as friends are coming from the world Kli, and we have congresses, and we're going to be inspired from each other and do a lot of things together. How do we use all of the states that are about to come in order to truly build this perception on the second floor that it's the Creator there and not the friends?
Let's say friends come from overseas, and you will see also friends from all over Israel, because in a week's time we'll be going down to the desert. So you will see them as parts of your soul that are more becoming more and more revealed, like manifesting. You will see parts of the soul, how the Creator sets them up for you, so you will be able to, in all kinds of different and new ways, to know that there is none else besides Him. Okay, let's continue.
Excerpt number 3, this is from the Zohar, Night of the Bride. It is a law that the creature cannot receive disclosed evil from the Creator, for it is a flaw in the glory of the Creator for the creature to perceive Him as an evildoer. For this is unbecoming of the complete operator. Hence, when one feels bad, denial of the Creator's guidance lies upon him, and the superior operator is concealed from him to that same extent. This is the greatest punishment in the world. Thus, the sensation of good and evil in relation to his guidance brings with it the sensation of reward and punishment. For one who exerts to not part from faith in the Creator is rewarded even when he tastes a bad taste in providence. And if he does not exert, he will have a punishment because he's separated from faith in the Creator.
What does it mean that one who exerts not to part from faith in the Creator, although he tastes bad in providence, meaning he feels bad in life, in all kinds of ways, and he wants to attribute it to the Creator but still can't? He tastes a bad taste in providence. He's got reward from his effort, but his effort should be not in order to escape from the bad, but in order not to blame the Creator who is seemingly harming him. Ami, you listening? That's the effort. Because to say that he gives you the bad and the good, that's not good. He gives you only good. And I'm wicked, and I'm still attributing the bad even to there's none else besides him, that there is bad. There is no bad. But only my kelim are still not corrected and can't see that besides there's none else besides him, he is also good and does good. Now we can better understand why we say to reveal that there is none else besides him and that he is good and does good. Both of them is what we have to do. It's a very important point, because to awaken, to discover that this too is from the Creator. Why do I do this, that this too is from the Creator? In order to get rid of the bad feeling, in order to say that the whole world is good, or in order to bring him contentment. And here, everything depends 100% on the group. And specifically, at this point, we must understand how much we help each other. The covenant is specifically at this point to keep every friend in the right reaction to how he begins to relate to the Creator from every point of scrutiny. Only to bring him contentment, and not for the world to seem better in my eyes. So I will not be afraid of situations, or I will feel uncomfortable feeling that the world is disordered and has 1,000 rulers, etc. But rather only in order to bring him contentment. And how can I already be connected to this point of bringing him contentment if I haven't came through the chain of cause and consequence in mind and heart in my scrutinies? I've come to this. I can be aimed at that to begin with if the group pulls me out kind of from prison and projects the goal to me. And then I immediately get the right direction, the right tendency, and I follow it. Here is the work with the group. Here is the whole issue of avut, the mutual guarantee that is realized in this. Well, there are other degrees, we'll talk about them. But here it's very important. Although we're leaping ahead a little bit, but, well, it just turned out this way. Okay? No, you guys are done. Yes.
How does the group really give the friend this correct response?
The greatness of the Creator must be in the group all the time. It's a must. All the time. You know, like in the Ramchal group, you have people who were on duty. Who's on duty right now? That's it. See, you have friends. Start it. There should always be two in this duty, not one. At least two. That's enough. Yeah. So they should be on duty on the greatness of the Creator. The greatness in that we are concerned with Him, meaning we jump over all these things to the end, to the purpose of creation, the purpose of life, why we achieve the goal in order to bring contentment to the Creator, you know, in order to bestow. So the end of the act has to be in the preliminary thought. How do I do it in the preliminary thought? Only by the group arranging it, setting it up for me. By this, it pulls me out of prison, and then I work freely because I got the freedom from them. This is why the exodus from Egypt is immediately under Mount Sinai.
You've clarified that the greatness of the Creator is not to come out of the evil, but it's not to blame Him for evil. So that's why you need the greatness of the Creator.
Not only this, but that too, yes.
So how do we pronounce that I want the greatness of the Creator to not convict Him or blame Him and not to leave my own bad sensations?
I need to receive the greatness of the Creator from the group, although neither the group nor I have the greatness of the Creator, but rather we establish it in this way. As it says, you have built, you have made me. In the meantime, are you collecting all of these excerpts to add to the lesson or not? So that afterwards, I want to get all of these excerpts. After the lesson, send it. Again.
Asked, how do you demand the greatness of the Creator, not in order to not feel bad, but to not blame Him for doing bad? You made that emphasis.
There are many questions here about why we need the greatness of the Creator.
Right.
So this is why the topic of the lesson is to increase the importance, the greatness of the Creator in our eyes. To increase, why is He great? You could say, hey, it's because He gave me this and that. I kind of measure Him on me. Like a child says, I can't lift 1 kilo, but my dad can do it. So how great is dad? He's greater than 1 kilo. So this is what we do in the meantime. But if we're talking about the Creator for real, then we cannot measure Him in our eyes. We measure Him on the second floor with a force of bestowal, not with the force of reception when He arranges things for us. I can't, according to this world or according to Malchut, I can't reveal Him, but only to the extent that Malchut ascends to the first nine, to the extent that we climb to the second floor. And in the second floor, when we talk about the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator in my eyes is only the kli for the recognition of the Creator. It's like the Ochozer, the reflected light. And there I begin to discover His greatness, not compared to the first floor, but the way He is in His holy place. This is what it's called. Well, we can't swallow it all at once. Okay? All right. We need to give room to Italy.
Italia.
Italy.
Mi sentite? Can you hear me? Okay. Buonasera, Rav. Is it possible to work within reason and above reason at the same time? That is, to use both conditions simultaneously and what action? Can you give some examples?
I can't give you an example because you will have to detect this example, and how should I put it? To design it within you, establish it within you. I can't give it to you right now. We still don't have that much of a connection and ability between us right now. But the question is appropriate. Turkey. Turkey?
Ve ikinci kat diyorum. Kişi bunun içinde nasıl çalışacak? Bunu grup içinde mi yapabilir?
We're talking about two floors. How does a person realize and works on these two levels? And does he attain it inside the group?
Şeyla tova.
It's a good question, first of all. Within the group, we will talk about it. The whole of the spiritual work is like that. We just now touch the root of the spiritual work. And in the group, let's digest it bit by bit. I can't explain it at once. It'll be too confusing. We went through something and let's stick to what we went through, the two levels, so it gets clearer to us. But most importantly, the greatness of the Creator once again. Number four.
Exit number four. This is from Rabash. What is do not add and do not take away in the work? One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. He should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good.
This is very important.
Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good that does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us," since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
Again.
We'll read again. One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Although when he looks within reason and sees the opposite, he should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near the Creator. Then a person can say to that the Creator is good and does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us," since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
How do we how do we say from today's lesson and until tomorrow, constantly keep ourselves above reason as if we have a feeling that the Creator is only one, is only the singular force that's managing our lives. How do we, from this moment onward, until tomorrow, stick to it?
Well, like we said before, everything begins and ends with greatness of the Creator. Inside the ten, maybe we can do what Rav suggested, like a Ramchal duty in the ten that will hold the greatness of the Creator and see how it influences every friend and give him the place to relate to everything that's happening to him, to the Creator.
We will certainly do this Ramchal duty two together throughout the day. Yesterday, the Gabai collector had given us an exercise that each friend should hold another friend like a chain and would read a tweet from Rav. And it was something special. It was before the Zohar lesson in the evening. And our whole life is doing exercises in order to cling to this pattern.
There was a question in the beginning of the lesson of how to realize Na'as besides him in the ten, and that's our work, to generate the greatness of the Creator, and the ten must give that to each and every one. That's the mutual guarantee between us, and we can look within reason and above reason and see the Creator in that and be happy about the gap between that.
Chanoch signaled with his hand that he doesn't know. Okay, so I'm reflecting this. As Rav said, we have to do the Ramchal duty. We're two friends in the tent. There we have the shots and the Gabai who can organize us so we can do it every hour, every day.
Rav, it is written that we need to work above reason and that it'll seem to the person as if he already feels it in his organs. How can I imagine in my feelings, in my organs, that in every sense I'm under private providence? Not above reason, but within reason. As it says, all my bones shall say. And that's what a person should continuously imagine to himself, meaning persuade himself. It says here, in any case, he needs to work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he already feels it in his organs. How do we really embed it into ourselves? It needs to be an imagination, a habit, persuasion, some sort of playing in that, or in what way, as if it already is felt in his organs. I should also see it from outside to also criticize this exercise. What do you think? Quickly, quickly. Just be a bit more.
I'm not sure how to approach this question, but it seems like the minute you have the greatness of the Creator in the ten, I have to attribute this greatness of the Creator and to connect to it, and then I can perform this action that Rav described of, as if I have it in my organs. It's an external force operating on me. It's not something that comes from within me. It is society that gives us the greatness of the Creator, and I try to immerse in it, and then I can say I have it in my organs.
We need to be fast, and we need to play with it, and need to remember that I don't have anything inside of me, and just need to bestow the greatness of the Creator to the friends as much as possible, in every sense, in every way that will be palatable to them. So, not to give up and to keep searching all the time.
If we are lacking feeling, on top of this lack of feeling, we have to choose faith in the sages and understand. It's as if he answers this afterwards. He says, "You have chosen us," meaning we didn't choose the situation where we have to see the Creator operating in all of reality above reason. It's a role that we received, and we have to be happy and proud that we received this work of going with two levels. And this in itself should be our fuel.
I don't know. Try to follow you and maybe learn something from you. I'm not getting anything from what we're talking about.
Let's move on to the next part of the lesson.